What do you know?
Hey, it's been a while.
Yeah.
What do I know? I know a couple things.
All right, tell me. What do you know?
I know that the Kennedy Space Center is located in Florida.
And it's also located on my chest.
Oh, hey, there it is. What's it
I'm
doing there?
I'm wearing a shirt, by the way. I'm not literally the geographical state of Florida.
If you're Florida, then I don't know what I am, because...
Then you're Tennessee.
All right.
Because you're the only 10 I see.
All right, roll that intro.
But
no out-of-context clips today.
Was that maybe out of context?
That was very out of... We got to work it in now.
What do you know?
No, we don't. Okay. We should say it again. Hi, Alex. It's been a little bit, huh?
Depends. It's all subjective, honestly.
Time?
Yeah. Time is subjective. No. Not like seconds and hours.
Oh.
But memory, a little bit.
Like a memory of time?
And a lot of bit.
Okay.
So someone 90 years old, 1 week is like, chump change.
Been there, done that.
But my goodness, to a week old? That's a lifetime.
That's a lifetime. Think about that, huh? Think about that. It's more, it's...
Dude, this last week has been a lifetime.
Oh, it felt like a lifetime ago I was born. Yeah, that's right, you were.
You know, I like to mention when babies are born, I like to just say they're brand new. I was like, hey, that little baby's brand new.
Hey, look at that brand new baby. That's brand spanking new.
Brand spanking new. Already yep. Spanking your child? Wow, that's a little early.
That would be
what's a brand spanking new. What was it that you were saying about babies?
Did you say Manda?
That they're yeah.
Oh, Manda.
Amanda.
That's my aunt. All right.
That's what I was talking about. Thanks for listening.
Let me see if we have stuff for today. Hey, everyone. Welcome back. I know it's a little later than we usually do.
But so what?
So what?
No, I'm joking. I'm joking.
So what?
So what? So what? Genuinely,
how are you doing?
Dude, no, we're talking to you, listener. You thought I was talking to Trent?
Oh, we're talking to you.
Yeah, so? What? Like, what's going on?
For you all out there, hey.
Thanks, let us know.
Let us know in the comment section.
You know Spotify has that, right?
Yeah. I haven't looked at it, but I don't have Spotify, so.
Yeah, I don't look. I have Spotify, but I don't look at my podcast comments.
I usually don't even look at the podcast at all.
It's been a while since I've listened, I'm not going to lie.
Well, we listen every week, but we also talk every week.
Yeah.
So.
I talk too much every week.
My ringer's on. Don't know if you heard that. That's great news.
So let's see. What have we talked about already? Babies. Let's see. Marking off the checklist here. All right. Babies. Got that checked off. So what? Yep. Got that one done. All right, we're all good.
All good to go. Hey, Trent. Hey, it's been a while.
No, we already checked that one out.
Oh, sorry. So it's been a week, huh?
Yeah, my week has been good.
Good. I'm glad to hear
Trent,
that.
Trent, it's kind of a scary time.
What are you talking about?
That we're coming down to the end of the school year, and that's like,
it's
weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
I was thinking today. All right, we get out
that's
on
dangerous.
May 15th.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
May 15th, last day, graduation.
Next day.
And I'm in my head, I'm like, okay, I got about a month, maybe a month and a half. Because it feels like April just started.
I know,
but
I know.
My brother, April ends on Wednesday.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
And so we only have like 2 weeks. That's unreal.
Yeah. That it's absolutely bonkers. It's crazy.
And part of me wants to go, no.
Why don't you?
But the biggest part of me goes.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh yeah.
Call me the lemonade man. Oh yes.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
We're not the same.
No. Hey, glad to hear that you had a good week, man.
No, I'm just talking about what I was thinking about this week.
Oh, okay. What were you doing about this week?
I was doing about just not too many cool things, but one cool thing happened is that I got to see my parents.
Yeah, I saw them too.
Drum roll, please. My parents.
Woo!
Wait, I already let the cat out of the bag, didn't I?
Oh. prematurely.
preemie parents.
I don't know what that's supposed to mean. I don't know why that's funny.
I don't know. I like them. I like my parents.
I'm glad you do.
And it is good to see them. And I'm very thankful that they like drove down. They came to see me just for a couple days. Came in on Friday night. And
yeah.
So got to spend all Saturday with them. Yeah. Morning church with them.
I saw them morning church. Saw them on Sunday morning. It was a blessing. I got to give your dad a good old hug.
He's good at them.
He's good at it.
But I'm better.
That's debatable.
But sometimes when we hug, we can't let go. We get stuck.
You and your dad or me and you?
No. Me and my dad.
Okay.
Stuck hours on end.
Who separates you?
The police department.
You call the fire department?
That's what I meant to
say. The jaws of life.
Yep. Because our belly buttons are suctioned together.
Ew. I don't know why you had to go there. That's disgusting. That's so gross. Okay, well, to be honest, Alex, I don't remember a lot of last week. Kind of went by as a blur. It was fast.
You didn't see your parents?
I did not see my parents, no.
You didn't go to a marathon running expo with them?
No, did you go to a marathon running expo with your parents?
I did.
What?
Yeah, there's
you know what I think about marathon.
Too long.
Way too long.
Don't do it, guys. It's not worth it.
Mm-mm.
Use that other time. Use that time of your life to sleep.
Yeah. Something. A little more profitable.
Get inside, guys. Stop spending time outside.
No, I mean, I'm okay with people being outside.
No.
Actually, I'm very okay with that. More people should be outside.
Sorry about this running expo. So there's a marathon going on.
Going around?
In town. It happened on Sunday. Last Sunday. Okay. Yesterday.
Yes.
And so they're preparing for it. They have a whole bunch of booths everywhere. Just like every company you can think of that has to do with running and that doesn't have to do with running is there. And they're just giving out stuff, trying to get people to support them, that kind of things like that. But when they do that, they give out free stuff.
Ah.
Me and my family.
You just went for the free stuff.
We love free stuff.
I know you do. I know you do.
But we didn't know, obviously, that there was free stuff. But when we got in there,
intuition,
and we knew that there was free stuff, it was like we didn't have to look at each other. We didn't have to say anything. It was just clear, Trent, that we were going to just load up.
He said, execute order, grab free things. Okay.
Why'd you make that noise, Trent?
You know, I'm still wondering that, too.
So, we loaded up. We did, in fact, load up. Got a free bag. Filled that free bag up. Needed another bag. Filled that bag up. Certain amount.
Just with, some few things. That's
got
good.
Some drinks.
Okay.
Some, a new brand of, like, those prebiotic drinks.
Prebiotic, probiotic?
I always said it's prebiotic.
I'm not sure the difference, to be honest.
My mom was saying probiotic, and I was like, I don't think it's probiotic.
No.
I hope it's prebiotic.
I don't know.
Whatever, biotic. So got some of those. Got some gummies. Got some wristbands. Got a free pass to a Planet Fitness.
What?
Yeah, 4 free passes. You want one?
Wow. I don't ever go, but
pump some iron.
It'd be kind of fun to visit a new gym, so sure.
Okay. I'll send one your way.
Okay.
And then I
and
also,
one lucky listener.
We got $300 off of a
what?
Power base to a one of those beds, you know, that like
no. No, I don't. The so, bed that goes
you know like how you could get a bed and then
my bed goes
like if you're having problems snoring, you could just
oh, like a motorized bed.
You want your feet up?
So you got $300 off. I'm guessing it was still like $1,700.
It's $500, he said.
Only $500? It was only $800 total?
No, $500 before $300 off.
How are they selling those for $200?
Well, we spun a wheel.
Oh! You're a good wheel spinner.
My daddy.
Wow.
I asked him. I said, hey, you're the one with the luck.
Go ahead.
And he did all right. I just want something for free. There's so many free things on there. And, of course, you have to get the thing that's like $300 off, but of whatever.
Yeah, you should have walked away with that, but not for you on bed, just so you could lay on it.
Mm-hmm.
Just you.
Yeah, I'll take a one power base, please. It doesn't come with the mattress, but I'll take just the...
Just the power base is fine. You're just sitting class.
Just attached to everything I have.
Excuse me, Mr. Delsid, what are you... Can you pay attention? Sorry, my bed goes... Does your bed do that? I didn't think so.
It doesn't. We got asked a lot. People were like, oh, who's running? You know, and so just me, my mom, and my dad. You're all
pointing to your dad.
And then we were like, none of us. None of us are running. We don't. Yeah, we don't do that.
We don't that.
I have a goal to like running. I'd love to like running.
Yeah.
But I just don't think I can, man.
It's just impossible, huh?
I just don't. I mean, I don't see it.
It's a hard thing to like. Not for some people. Some people love it. I don't like it.
I get going and I'm like, this is when it should start feeling like, oh yeah.
Rewarding. But there's never a rewarding moment in running.
Mm-mm.
I don't find one.
Except
no,
for
not one.
When I sleep afterwards.
Yeah. I guess that can count as rewarding, I guess.
But I love to run, like, if it's for a game, like a sport.
Sure.
I'll run all day for soccer. I'll run all night for basketball. And if you give me some more time of the day, I'll run some more for Ultimate Frisbee.
I love Ultimate Frisbee. But the reward is scoring a basket, kicking a goal, or jumping and grabbing a Frisbee.
Exactly.
There's no reward to run to run.
So, but those two of those people that did the marathon, congrats.
Oh, to run or not to run? That is not a good question.
It's an easy question.
A very easy question. Hey, Alex. No. Thanks for sharing some about your week. I have a game. If you wanted to start off with that, I think it'd be kind of a fun way to start after we've already started.
I'm good with games.
Okay. This game, Alex, is brought to you by Allen Iverson. And here's the game. Here's how it goes. Have you ever heard of the game called... where... Hold on. It's called... what happens next? What happens next? All right. I'm going to provide you a story at some point, and these are real life stories. At some point in the story, I'm going to say, what happens next? And you got to tell me what happens next. I have the real answer. See how close you can get.
Am I going to have multiple choices?
Nope. You're just going to have to go for it. Here we go. Number one, a man in Michigan was enjoying a quiet evening when he noticed a squirrel in his yard chewing on a power line. Suddenly, sparks flew, and the squirrel caught fire. In a panic, the squirrel ran down the line and... What happens next?
Ran up his pants.
That's really close. It jumped in the man's attic through a vent, setting his house on fire. The squirrel didn't survive, and the man's home estimated $300,000 in damages.
Okay, and then he called the insurance company.
No, that was it. That's the story.
Oh, okay, okay.
I bet that was next, though.
Yes, yes.
After
yes.
He lamented.
I'm 50%.
Imagine you see a flaming squirrel. I'd probably throw up corn so it could pop some popcorn for me.
I might shoot it with a water gun.
Okay, number two. Okay, a woman in India was arrested for theft, but she insisted that she was innocent. The case took a strange turn when her pet parrot, who had been present during the robbery, kept repeating the same phrase over and over. The man did it! The man did it! The police decided to... What happens next?
Search for men.
Interrogate her husband, who eventually confessed to the crime, and the parrot became a local celebrity. Wow. Imagine relying your whole life of jail or freedom, relying on the opinion of a bird.
Yeah, that's crazy, actually.
The police thought, maybe he's onto something here.
I
taught my bird to say that. I taught my bird to say, it wasn't him.
He's innocent. I almost didn't. I thought husband for a little bit, but then I was like, "There's no way that a lady who has a parrot has a husband."
That shouldn't happen.
Maybe you that's can why only have one.
That's maybe why he committed the crime. Wait, also, is he robbing his own house?
Yeah, it sounds like maybe he was just packing or something.
Well, I'm very confused. The parrot followed the husband to the crime scene, then became the hero. Unless he was robbing his own house.
No, because the wife reported it.
It doesn't matter, but it's really funny.
I think he's packing. He's going on vacation.
She's like, I'm out of here. And the parrot's like, nah.
She just forgot he had a business trip. And she's like, where is
my suitcase? Where is my husband?
My man.
Where's my husband? Who stole my husband? Stole your husband. No, he stole himself. Kidnapped. Sir, you kidnapped yourself.
Self-nap.
All right, number three. Okay. In the small town in Louisiana, a man ordered food at a drive-thru. So far, so good?
Yeah.
Okay. As he pulled away, he noticed something moving in his back seat. He looked behind him and saw a live chicken sitting there. Confused, he... What happens next?
Confused, he...
Put yourself in this scenario.
Yeah, pulled over and called the fast food chain.
Okay. Basically, he returned to the restaurant and to confront the workers, and he's like, is this a prank or something? Turns out the chicken had escaped from a nearby farm and jumped into the car window.
And he did not notice that.
He did not notice until after he got his food. But that'd be very funny if McDonald's just, as you pulled away, threw a live chicken in your window.
I'll have a fresh McChicken, please.
Can I have a McChicken? Do you want that mild, spicy, live? What do you want?
You can teach a man, or you can give the man a fish and feed him for a day, or you can give him a chicken and give him a McChicken for a couple of days.
That's probably at least 100-piece McNugget right there.
I think so. Nice bucket of McNuggets.
Like, you sure you want a McChicken? It's pretty lively. Yeah, that's fine. I'll take two. Okay. Good luck. All right. Oh, okay. Okay. I had to read ahead just to be sure. Number four, a corporate team was holding a very formal Zoom meeting. Extremely formal. When suddenly a strange figure appeared in one of the video squares. It wasn't an employee or guest speaker. The mystery person was wearing... What happens next?
A Darth Vader max.
Okay. It is from a movie, but it's not that.
A Pinocchio mask.
It is a costume. Mm-mm.
A Pinocchio mask would be funny. It's just a nose.
Yeah.
That's retractable.
That's the mask. One more guess.
Soup Sunderman. Spider-Man!
Woo! Yeah.
Hey! Hey!
He's good.
I got it.
A man or someone in a full Spider-Man costume was dancing to loud music. Turns out it was one of the person's children who guessed the meeting password and decided to join.
That's so funny. And he just happened. It's not even like he put it there so he didn't be known. He already had the mask on.
He's already wearing this Spider-Man costume. He's just, I wonder if I can guess the password.
It's probably my name, 123.
He's like, Mom won't even recognize me. That's very funny. All right, one more here? Or are you done? You're done.
Give me another one.
All right. Okay. A woman dropped her wallet on the subway, not the sandwich. Assumed it was gone forever. 2 days later, she received an envelope in the mail. Inside was her wallet, intact, along with...
a note saying, I found your wallet because a rat brought it to me. And I found your address.
The rat's like, hey, Buster, you looking for some cash?
Hey.
Hey.
I'll trade you that piece of cheese.
Yeah, I can't eat this, but I can eat that cheese.
I'll trade you.
What do you say, yeah? What do you say about that? He's like, are you talking to me?
Excuse
me. Talking to me? And then is that a wallet? Yeah. The rest of them are like, hey, fellas, I think he's going to go for it. And he's...
what is
he just
rat
takes
doing?
The wallet. Also, it's a lady's wallet, so who knows what it looked like.
It's just ginormous.
Maybe not your standard wallet that you'd think of, because they can differ when it's a woman's wallet,
I think. Just huger.
Huger. More money. More money. This is what happened. There was a note. You got that much. I don't know about the rat part. I think it's in the canon. It's not really... I think we can pretend to happen.
Okay.
A note that said, you dropped this. I didn't take anything, but I added $5 for coffee. Pay it forward.
Wow.
That's amazing.
What a person. I mean...
That's amazing.
I would take $5, get myself a coffee.
I know, that's what I thought I was going to say.
And then I'd say,
hey, bought a coffee. Sorry.
Got a coffee? Steal it back.
Time for you to do your part. But wherever this was had a subway, which means it's a very big city. What just happened? A very big city. And so that's very impressive that that person had the character to return it. Not only did he return it, but to return it with generosity and kindness. Very impressive. I'm impressed, Subway Town.
I think we should give him a round of applause. All right, if you're listening.
That was like the most pathetic round of applause that could have happened.
Because we're disappointed. She should have stole.
Is that the rat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey.
Hey, you know what time it is? I think you said fan mail.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how long the fan mail is. I think we maybe.
Yeah, you definitely got it. All right.
Good.
Here we go. Oh, I just.
I haven't looked. Okay, let's see who we got.
I just clicked a link that someone sent us. And took me to Youth Turkey 2025, Jade's first turkey hunt.
Oh.
All right, here's what the email says, though. From Jade L. Steelman here. Hey, y'all. Sorry I didn't write to you last week. We were kind of busy with the youth turkey hunt and Easter. Oh, cool. Understandable.
Yeah.
I've never been to a youth turkey hunt.
But and I imagine that takes time.
Sounds busy. Me and my family went camping and turkey hunting, and I killed my first turkey. Big space, like probably six spaces. Random question. What's your favorite animal, and what is your least favorite animal? My favorite animal is a hippo or flamingo, and my least favorite is definitely chimpanzees. One of your many fans, that's very bold to say, many, Jade.
A.K.A.
Oh, Peggy. I want to say Lucili, I think is how it's said.
Lucili.
All right, so this is a five Lucili. With a link to the five-minute
Lucili.
Five-minute video of her turkey hunt.
Really?
I'm going to skip to the part where she kills it. Oh, sorry. Wait, is that you? Oh, I thought that was me. Dad and Uncle Josh looking at the maps. Where's the part? End of day one. Oh, this is just day one. The moon. She zoomed up on the moon. Random rock. That's my favorite part. Roadrunner tracks. Wow. This is very educational. I see a turkey. Shoot it. Shoot the turkey. No. Tread, not a tree.
Tread, please look at the comments.
Oh, okay. Comment said.
Lily is keeping her accountable. Always with the constructive criticism.
That is insane. That is crazy.
Poor choice of font. But otherwise, a cinematic masterpiece of superior perfection.
I like how I skip to parts with it paused. And it's like tree or random rock.
I actually like the font. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I thought it went well with the turkey hunt.
Mm-hmm. It considering makes me think of turkey.
Little, oh, pretty trees. Oh, some pretty trees. I like the random, like this look, road.
I like this dad and uncle looking, what is it?
Looking at the maps.
Yeah.
This is a blessing. Hey, go look up on YouTube here. Youth yes. Turkey Hunt 2025, Jade's first turkey hunt. You might just like what you find.
Find the account, Jade Lucili.
End of day one. No, to be continued.
That sounds great. She replied to that, the hate comment.
Okay, we as the Tucked In Tea are now going to subscribe to her on YouTube. Boom, subscribe. Okay.
You should comment.
Okay, we will later.
What's, say love the font.
Love the font. only thing I really liked was the font choice.
Everything else.
Also, wait, did you say something else?
She replied to Lily by saying, thank you for your enthusiasm, and I'm so sorry that you did not care for the font. This is sister and sister.
It's talk this out fun. In person.
I will try to do better on my next video. Josiah, though, is just an encouraging brother.
Mm-hmm.
He says, cool.
Cool. Cool. I like that a lot. All right. Oh.
And then, wait, sorry, I'm not done.
No,
Lily replies then to Josiah. It says, yo, that's all you have to say? Where's the enthusiasm?
I'm sorry, you just sucked it all out. By Bad font. Terrible font.
And then Jade replies, says, yes, it was rather cold that day. Thank you for your support. And then she said, it's kind of crazy that we all have the same last name. People probably think we're all family or something.
What?
Oh, it's just a fun family.
That is a great family.
Comment section.
Not afraid to share it to the world.
I'm glad we're subscribed. That's good.
Yes, that's a blessing.
Thank you, Jade Lucili.
Yes, this next email is very funny. I want you to read it. It's a long one, though.
Brought to us by
Micah, who? Mr. Lack.
Okay, oops.
Remember, this is his application letter.
Okay, here we go.
For context here, last week, if you didn't listen, we talked about, talked about PBU, Protein Baptist University. And so keep that in mind here. Here we go.
Where did that start?
I don't remember, but it's a thing now.
Okay. All right, from Micah, he says, hello. I've been listening for quite some time now, and I desire to share my thankfulness to the two of you for your faithfulness to the podcast. I don't have much to say except that I desire to continue to listen on my drives to and from work to my favorite Tucked In 2. Oh, that's a fun name for us both.
I like that, the Tucked In 2.
That's pretty cool. I don't think we've heard that before, have we?
No, but I love that. Tucked In 2.
All right, it says, now I have used a software assisting me in my composition of this application, but I love how the whole thing turned out, and I'm sure you will as well. All right, ready? To the Tucked In 2. It is with sincere enthusiasm and heartfelt purpose that I submit my application to Protein Baptist University, PBU.
Really an inspiring name.
I am drawn to your institution because it stands at the unique intersection of spiritual formation and physical discipline. A place where the pursuit of godliness meets the cultivation of strength.
That is amazing.
My passion for fitness begins as a personal journey towards health, but it has grown to something far deeper. A way to steward the body God has given me. I find that in training in the gym is not only a practice in discipline, endurance, and consistency, but also a reflection of biblical truths, especially the call to present
the bench.
I promise you, David, bench pressed, says, especially to the call to present our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable unto God. Each workout becomes an act of worship. What? A moment where physical grit mirrors spiritual perseverance.
I don't know if we can accept that.
Well, we'll talk it over to the board.
Get the board.
Equally central to my life in the study of Scripture, I delight in diving into God's Word, not only to uncover the richness of the truths that also, but also to be transformed by it. That's good right there. Be transformed, young men, young women.
Yes.
Old men, old women. My heart longs to not just understand the word, but to proclaim it. Living out the Great Commission with boldness and compassion. Evangelism to me is a natural outflow of time spent in God's presence and word. I believe PBU offers a rare and powerful environment where these two pursuits, faith and fitness, are not seen as separate, but as deeply intertwined. I am excited by the prospect of learning from mentors who are committed to the holistic discipleship and who model what it means to serve God with their heart, soul, mind, and body. Thank you for considering my application. I look forward to the opportunity to grow in wisdom, strength, and faith with your institution. A brother in Christ, Micah.
Wow.
Micah, thank you so much for having interest in Protein Baptist University. We're going to talk it over with Brother Pete Steak and Mary Egg. But,
and Sir Shakes.
Brother Bar.
What?
Protein Bar, I don't know.
All right. I think we can we could say if he's accepted or not in 3, 2, 1.
Accepted. Thank you so much for being a part of Protein Baptist University.
I think I'll make a logo for that at some point when I have time. It'd be very funny if we had the time and the resources to make a promotional video for PBU. That'd be so funny.
That's so goofy.
It would be, but it'd be to a very niche audience, but it'd be very funny.
Yes, all four people would love it.
I would love it. I personally cherish it. Anyway, thank you, Micah. That is so funny.
Yeah, thanks.
The first applicant and first accepted student. Welcome to PBU.
We're glad to have you.
Where the bar is high and heavy. Well, that's all we got for fan mail today.
Thank you all so much for that.
Yes.
Remember,
God made you special.
And he loves you very much.
Goodbye.
No, just kidding. We're not going by. Trent, I seriously have a genuine question.
Okay. Ask away.
Is there a doctor in here?
Why are you bringing that back?
Hey, is there... Hey! Is there a doctor in here?
Why are you bringing this back up?
It's because...
You can't force that. Okay, why?
I have pain in my jaw.
Hey, yo! Where's the doctor?
I don't know.
Doc? Is that you?
But I have pain in my jaw. I don't know what's going on.
Where at in your jaw? I can probably
assess
it.
My left, like, where my...
Temple?
Where they meet. You know, like, yeah. Where it moves.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The, That's not the noise I want to hear. And neither do they.
But it hurts. It doesn't hurt, like, when I'm talking. But if I am chewing something, that like, gives a sort
you
of resistance.
You can pop that, apparently. Pop, pop.
I'm scared of that.
Yeah, I don't know how to do it, but I think you can pop it. That might help you.
I don't know.
Maybe it's air trapped in there.
I just need the doctor. I'm sorry. Yeah. I just need a doctor. That's all.
I'm sorry about
so,
that.
So, genuinely, if there's a doctor in here.
Hey, yo, where's the doctor in here?
Guys, I'm serious.
Where's the doctor? I need a doctor fast.
Hey, Trent, don't play around. I'm serious. I need help with my jaw.
We can end right now.
I mean, my jaw hurts.
We can end it right here, Alex.
All right. Wow, we're so good at acting.
They all believed us as they looked down and saw 28 minutes left on the podcast.
I doubt that.
I'm sorry your jaw hurts. That's no fun, actually.
Oh, it's all right, actually. I just wanted an excuse to...
To say...
to ask for a doctor.
I know you did. You can't force a callback, Alex.
What do you mean? It was a question.
Okay.
I was in pain.
Okay.
What do you want from me?
What do you want me to do?
Are you the rat? Or are you just a society of rats?
You ever heard of a rat's nest?
Yes.
Nasty.
It's pretty gross.
Don't look it up.
I won't, but I know what it is.
It is. Envision this. Don't look it up, because I'm gonna explain it in detail.
No need. I'm here.
100 rats.
Ew.
All right?
100?
100.
No!
100 rats intertwining their tails together, creating this nest-like...
Spaghetti!
This nest-like creation.
Why do they do that?
To move in unison. To overtake other rats.
Other wallets they find laying around. Of course.
I mean, why not?
To pick pocket. Hey, I got you a big bucket in it. It wasn't him. Hey. This is the animal kingdom's turning on us.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
We didn't answer Jade's question. Favorite animal.
We're very good at that, Alex. Very good at forgetting and getting distracted. All right, and hey, hit us up. What's your favorite animal?
Chimpanzees, and I hate flamingos.
That's hilarious. For real, though. For real, though.
For real, I like... When it comes to animals, I'm actually a big gorilla fan. So they're close to chimpanzees. I'm sorry if that's
too close. But
they're
way cooler than chimpanzees.
I'm a fan. They're just so... Who's the king of the jungle?
Who?
You
you know?
Who's the king of the sea? Who's the king of the universe? And who's the king of me?
I tell you, J-E-S-U-S.
Yeah.
He's the king of me.
Why'd you leave me alone to do that? Why'd you leave me alone? I thought you were going to say yes. So I just went, yeah. And then I was the only one.
Got left alone on the Yeah Island.
On the island. Yeah Island.
Yeah, I'm on the
island. So you like...
I'm on the island, bro.
Yeah, I'm on the island.
Welcome to the island.
Yeah, pretty place you got here, huh? Say, what am I doing here, huh?
Hey.
Say.
Y'all got an airport?
Say, got a doctor here.
What's your favorite animal?
Okay, so my used-to-be favorite animal was a tiger.
Mm-hmm.
I like tigers. Nowadays, I don't know. I think there's a lot of animals I think are very cool. Like, God created them very unique, and they're very interesting. And just a lot of unique features that God has created. He's so creative.
Seahorses.
Like platypus, platypi, great ones. The more I just learn about specific animals, I'm amazed. Just very incredible. I'd probably say my favorite... let's just go platypi. I like platypus. Okay. They're so cool.
I have a close second to a leopard.
Okay.
Just so sneaky and so cool.
Sneaky like me. Dun, dun. They're everything I want to be. Sneaky.
I just wish I could be a leopard.
And they're killers.
And people just like want to be like me so much they wear clothes.
They stalk everybody. J.D. Akers.
That is a inside joke that two people in the world might
could
get.
And they don't listen. Anywho, leopard close second. That's cool. My close second. Okay. Favorite animal to see, to look at? Probably.
Clownfish.
Those are good. Those are good. Those are very good. Puppies, of course. Of course. All right. Worst animal.
Worst animal. Cat.
I'd agree. I would very much agree.
Not a cat guy.
My worst animal. You want to hear it?
Yeah, I was hoping it was just cats as well.
Well, my worst animal is absolutely a spider. Why?
Oh. Uh-huh.
Or a snake. Why? I'm sorry. Snake
I guess people, we, I'm guessing sorry. We're counting those as...
Animals?
Animals.
Well, a spider? An arachnid?
Yeah. I mean, are insects... I don't know. Let's just call it an animal.
Of course they are.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Spiders for sure. Kind of weird that you went with... What was it? What was her? Chimpanzees over spiders. But hey, you know, to each their own. I'm glad you hate them.
Yeah, she'd rather be in a cage with a shark than with a chimpanzee.
I guess so. I got a video this week of someone who caught a shark. Did I show it to you?
Caught a shark? Yeah. Like someone you know?
Yep.
Yeah. How close?
If
we're talking on a scale of close to not close.
Close.
Okay, good.
Yes. Yeah, I'll show you the video later. It's pretty fun. That it wasn't a huge intense. Shark. Probably 4 foot. They're on the beach. Not off a boat. Off on the beach.
Hmm.
Yeah. Pretty crazy.
I would love to go deep sea.
I don't know what
fishing,
kind of shark. That's like that. Scary, though. That's scary.
My dad has once caught a swordfish.
Really? Did he stuff it full of stuffing?
No, I think they sold it.
Okay, that's even better.
You could sell it for a lot of money.
I think the little sword part of it. Not a sawfish, right? Not like the blade, like the chainsaw, but like the...
Just like the impale you, put you on a skewer.
Like, ouchy fish.
Like, oh my goodness. He's
a lot more practical than the sawfish. Fish. The sawfish, you got to like hit reverse and forward over and over again.
Yeah. Saws off fish.
Saws off fish. Oh, that's funny.
Do you ever find a fish cut up in the ocean?
You know the culprit. Question him. Yeah.
Sorry, Jade. We took a little bit to answer that.
Yeah. You thought we forgot. No, we didn't forget. Of course not.
We were just pranking you.
Mm-hmm. It's a little bit we like to do where we forget what people said. Then we circle back around to it.
But it's a prank.
Yeah.
Do you ever have this happen to you?
What's that?
Where you are talking to someone and you're just, you know, being goofy, being funny, and you say something and then someone repeats you because it was funny, but they don't repeat you the correct way.
Oh, okay.
They like example. Example as though I was so there's I'll give an example with you in it, okay? I was announcing one time a dodgeball game, and I was announcing it, and a ball got thrown at the girl. Her last name is Van Damme, and I was like,
"Oh yeah."
I think I just said like, "Oh, and she's out." Maybe like I can't remember what I said, but you said, "Is she?" Did you say that she's Van Dunn? And you thought I said that, and in those moments, what do you do?
Yeah.
Do you just
depends if it's a better thing or a worse thing.
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure, for sure. But if it's like, better, I'm talking about better. Okay. Like it's when funnier. Someone repeats you, okay, yeah, okay. And it's just funnier. Yeah. It's like, oh man, I wish I would have said that.
Yeah.
Is it wrong to not say anything?
You know, it's probably prideful. Yeah. Probably lying. I'd say it's a little dishonest.
But other you're than not those saying reasons. Anything. What if I didn't hear them?
Listen. If the parrot didn't do anything, that lady would be in jail.
So be more like a parrot.
Be more like a parrot. Just tell it like it is.
And have cracker every so often.
That'd be so funny to make a shirt if we were a big podcast and had enough people to buy merch all the time. And there's a shirt with the parrot that said, "He did it." Just for fun.
Yeah.
Or a sticker.
Perhaps.
Anyway, back to your story.
Perhaps that's a possibility someday.
Someday when this is over, which it won't ever be over till we're dead.
Except for the summer.
We never want to
stop. Counting down the weeks.
Yeah, we're getting close.
It's probably about three more episodes.
I can feel it winding down in our episodes, like our content winding down. Yeah, sorry about that. It's just getting real. Let's just be straightforward. It's been getting real busy. It has gone by fast. And
I'll stand up to say it.
Hey, I've got... me and my fiance, 39 more days until we're married. So we're trying to cinch up the loose ends here.
You got to have it packed up.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So life's busy, but hey, we're still trying to make time for you guys. Whether you should say maybe don't make time because it's going downhill real fast.
Just turn it off.
Like your weeks are getting boring and more boring and your content's worse and worse. But hey, we're here. And
leave him. Tell us that you're leaving. We want to know that you're never. We want to know that you're never going to listen again.
Hey, might as well stick around for two more weeks, huh?
Three, maybe.
Maybe a special.
I think three, because on our way to. Anyway, yes. Exciting times coming up ahead for the Tucked In 2. Mm-hmm. But right now, we're busy, and it's okay though. Anyway, life goes on.
Life is great.
It's good. Hey, I was asked for a good picture of myself today.
Uh-huh. So find any?
I mean, I don't have a good picture.
You want me to take one?
No, I mean, like, it would be, like, me, like, dressed up.
Oh, I see.
Like and, like, it's, like, picture? For, like, kind of like a profile kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
But, like, I just don't have any. Maybe I need to go to JCPenney because I need someone to just get a good picture of me.
Yeah. I just need one good picture, please.
But also... I don't know.
My fiance has
a camera. How do I know what a good picture is?
We can get you a good picture. You have a camera. Let's get you a good picture.
Just
in I don't know.
In a lake?
In the lake?
Yeah.
Floating with thumbs up above the water?
Full suit? That's a good picture.
An aerial view?
Because all the pictures of myself on my phone, I looked, I'm doing something stupid. Or like I'm,
oh, yeah.
I'm making a face, like duck lips. Or I'm... I don't know.
Or
looking constipated.
What? Okay, please stop.
Power base.
Oh my goodness. Hey, yeah, does your bed go? Mine does.
All beds at PBU will have
power bases. Sign up now. Get free Planet Fitness days. PBU University, where strength is both internal and external.
That's so good.
Thanks.
Wow.
Hey, It wasn't easy.
You just came up with our mission statement.
Well, listen, for this thing to be accredited, I had to come up with a cool mission statement.
Good.
They said, hey, it looks like you're starting a school. What's it about? I said, protein and Bible. They said, not good enough. Need more. All right. We're strengthening the inward man and the outward man. And I gave them the little wink, and they took it, took the bait.
Good. So get your major, get your bachelor's degree in proteinology. Protein theology. Okay. All right. Okay. Well.
Yeah. Yep. That's about right.
Yeah. I think it's time to wind down with something we like to call spiritual time.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
You've got something for us, Trent?
Yes, I do. Reading this morning in the book of Judges. Great book. Kind of a crazy book. Lots of stories. Lots of accounts, and obviously the main premise of the book is that the children of Israel doing right, then they do wrong. Then they say, oh, we need some help, and God sends a man or a lady, and they get some help, and then they fall back into the sin, they do wrong. Cycle, 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 continues over and over and over again. So reading about the first part of it, and I was just reminded that God does not want to be our God only when we are in a desperate situation. And we need to call out for help, and he is gracious enough to send people our way to help us out and deliver us. But he wants to have a relationship with us and fellowship with us when we're on our mountains, when we're in the highs, mm-hmm. when we're in the good times. And it just reminded me not to do that in my own life and not to leave him out until I need him in my mind and say, oh, I need you now. When in reality, I need him all the time. I need him 24/7. I need him every second.
Yeah, it's key.
And so it's easy to find, live in confidence of your blessings and where you're at, your position when God has blessed you, and to kind of forget about him, put him on the back burner. Then you realize pretty quick he's on the back burner, and then you have to cry out and say, Lord, I'm sorry. And then you find yourself doing it again and again and again. And so obviously very important, and that doesn't always happen if you're in the Bible every day, you're trying to spend time with him. That keeps him in the forefront of your mind. But if you're not doing that, it's pretty simple to go through life without him until you feel like you need him. And that's not what he desires. He desires a fellowship with us 24/7, because we do need him 24/7. All the time. All the time we need him, and we need him all the time. That's what I like to say.
Yeah.
And, so that was just a good reminder.
Staying simple, faithful in it. Yeah. No, that's really good, because, I mean, life's going to get crazy no matter what. Like, you won't get away from the roller coaster of life.
Right.
But you can still be confident that your seatbelt is holding you, sure.
Right.
You know, so whether you're up or upside down or spinning around, barrel roll, trust and have faith. Live right. Love God.
Yeah.
Do that. All right, for me, just something that I read a couple weeks ago even, but it was back in my mind today, and it was just how Paul was just encouraging the believers to just live out the Bible, and he called, you know, just kind of encourage them to be living letters, you know, and living out what they ought to be doing, living out what he's encouraging them to do, and just like that, like just living right, you know, and it's not just to live right and for your own personal relationship, which that is of such importance, of course. And I don't want to take away from that, but it is even more for others to see. And I think about that quote that says that that your life might be the only Bible that some people read, and that that like some people will just never, they just won't go to church, and some people just won't read that tract, and some people will just won't open their Bible, and some people just won't listen to preaching, and some people won't come to that Bible study. But they can't help coming to work with you. They can't help, you know, seeing you, serving you at a table. They can't help but being your cashier. And so just living out the gospel, living out the principles and the commands of the Bible is just so vital for our own personal relationship. Yes, absolutely. And just as much for others, just to see what it looks like to live for God, and how it's not some drudgery,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
boring they know it. I mean, there's so much excitement in living for God, and there's so much joy in living for God, and it's an unbelievable peace. And if you're thankful for that, man, other people ought to see it. Other people ought to see that in just your presence that you carry with you. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's just so key for us to think about that sometimes you're just not going to feel like doing right. You know, you're like, I'm just tired. I don't want to have a good attitude. You know, I don't want to put a smile on my face. And sometimes you're like, I just want to rest from this for a day. But for the very least, think about other people. Think about people that need to see Jesus in people, because they're, and by, it's not that it's still their decision to reject, you know, other ways of receiving the gospel. But if there's anything we can do, it is vital that we would live a certain way to show Christ to them. And so I think that's just so important for us to think about, and it goes along well with what you're talking about, that living right.
Absolutely.
Having that relationship with God, drawing nigh to Him, He'll draw nigh to you, and that personal relationship is going to lead to other people seeing that. I promise you. I promise that that's going to happen, and so other people will see Jesus, and who knows where that will lead. If it's just the start of them coming to Christ, or if it is even that they're going to start asking you questions. And so I think it's just key that we would just do our part in the Great Commission that God would have for us. So, yeah. Yep.
Awesome. That's really good. So no matter what point in life you're in, hang on tight. Trust the Lord. Okay, I'm just like that. Alex, you ever look at something in your pantry that's in a jar and you say, how did that get there?
Preservatives?
No.
Pickles?
Nope. Peanut butter, all right. Pickles?
Oh.
You already said pickles. Pickles? All right, the origin of peanut butter, here's what Narbus tells us about. Peanut butter was invented late 1800s. Late 1800s. 1800s. Pickles? Not by... what are you doing? You're interrupting. Not by a peanut-obsessed squirrel, but by humans trying to make peanuts easier to eat, especially for folks with bad teeth. Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
All right. Peanut butter. A Canadian named Marcellus Edson first patented peanut paste. Glad we changed that to butter.
Peanut paste.
Would you like a peanut paste and jelly sandwich? Ew, I don't like that. And later, Dr. John Harvey Kellogg, yes, the cereal guy, made a version for his patients, probably because chewing was too mainstream. that's too mainstream. No more chewing.
I think they had another name for jelly, actually. And I think it was fruit smear.
Yes, some peanut paste and fruit smear sandwiches. Come and get them, huh? Your fruit smear and peanut paste sandwiches are coming right up.
Extra, extra.
On whole grains slabs. Anyway, little did they know that they'd created the glue that holds sandwiches and sometimes mouths together forever.
Oh, how funny.
How funny. How good.
How funny.
How good. All right. Go eat some peanut paste this week and trust the Lord, huh? You know, that's our mascot.
At PBU.
Peanut-based university.
PPU. Are we going through a change right now?
All right, we're under new management. It is no longer PBU.
We're at peanut-based. We've taken out the protein and the BEP.
We just call it P-cubed. P-cubed U. I like that.
That's good.
All right, peanut paste. And, yeah. Have a great week, guys. We'll see you next week.
We're different.
I was going to mention, check out the store. It's ending
this
week.
Oh, my goodness, dude. Yes.
The store will no longer be available end of this week. So check it out if you want anything. It's going bye-bye.
Thank you all for buying, though.
Yeah, thanks for your support.
Did. Micah, Lily.
Yeah, we put it out there just not knowing what was going to happen. And we're very thankful with the results. So thank you all very much.
You guys are great.
Anyway, we're different.
We're different.
Stay different. Stay tucked in.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. We really appreciate it. And we love it when when you subscribe to the Patreon. Keep listening every Monday. That's a fun day when you listen to the Tucked In Tea Podcast.